All right, good morning everyone, and welcome to another step towards our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats, and if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who's in the journey right now, instead of listening to motivational episodes from someone who has already made it, forgotten important details, long periods of little to no progress, and small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. Alright, so what happened this week? Sunday, after the episode, Adrian and I simply finished our relaxing Sunday. Monday, I woke up, had a full breakfast, and went to work. I worked 9.5 hours, ate the salad lunch, and had a rice bowl with some lean beef for dinner. I spent some time with Adrian and the kitties and went to bed. Tuesday, woke up, full breakfast, and engaged in the market with the new software. The trade was okay. I kind of got in early because I wanted to make sure I wouldn't miss the opportunity so I could use the new buttons in the new software, but in my haste, I chose the wrong resistance level. However, because I followed my cushion rule, my spread was actually behind the stronger resistance level, and the market went right up to the level, tested it, and fell right back down. I was down a lot when that happened, but I wasn't going to exit unless that level broke. So I stayed in, and the spread ended up working perfectly. I made around $677. During the day, I also did my physical therapy routine, played some video games, I took Onyx to the vet, and chilled with Adri in the evening. This was Onyx's very first visit to the vet. We are giving him a couple vaccines and getting him tested for any diseases he might have, which he seems very healthy and disease-free. The doctor was really, you know, happy with our little guy. And Onyx took it all really well. I mean, when they stuck the needle in to give him the vaccine, like, he barely even noticed. He was just munching happily on some freeze-dried salmon. So that was really cool. So yeah, that was Tuesday. Wednesday, I actually went to work on Wednesday. There was a change of plans and I ended up having to work that day instead of Thursday. But yeah, I ate a healthy lunch, worked 8 hours, came home, had a sandwich, some chips, and s'mores, and slept. Thursday, I woke up, that was my other day off this week. I had a half breakfast and enjoyed the day. I engaged in the market in simulation, and this time I made around $440. I had to get out early because the market broke my resistance line. But this time my entry and spread were so far away and safe, and the market took a long time to break that support level. I still managed to make a really nice profit, even though I had to get out early. So yeah. I also did my physical therapy routine, I played with the kitties, and played video games. I ate 2 bowls of pasta, one for lunch, one for dinner, and I had a s'mores and snacked on some dark chocolate M&Ms, so not the best diet day, but it was a great day. Friday, woke up, had coffee, and went to work. I worked 8 hours, had a healthy salad lunch, came home, and slept. Saturday, woke up, had coffee again, went to work, and then I ate lunch with Alex. We both went to lunch together. We ate out because he requested, and then worked 8.5 hours, came home, and slept. So that was the past week. And then this morning, I woke up, or Adrian and I woke up together. We went to a nice little bakery. And then went grocery shopping, did some chores, and now I'm doing the episode. Lessons learned. No lessons learned this week. Trading rules. Rule number one. No trades after 2:30 p.m. or before 10:30 a.m. Rule number two, always give a 10-point cushion behind the support or resistance price that I've chosen. Rule number three, use limit orders, not market orders. Rule number four, wait for the market price to move within 5 points of the support or resistance line. Rule number five, I can only trade on days that I can stay and watch the market from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rule number six, following a hard loss, take a week off to reset the mind. For the current standings, for my financial goal this week in simulation, I actually made about $1,200. I'm now fully comfortable with the new software, and the past 2 weeks, I've dusted off the rust and I feel good. I'm in a good mental and disciplinary place to begin with real money again. So, this coming week, I will finally start with real money. There are no more little obstacles for me to overcome. I feel like I've dusted off the rust now. Simulation has been going really well, and I'm fully, fully comfortable with the new software, so nothing else is standing in the way, and I am finally ready to stop stalling and begin with real money. The next stepping stone will be to gain $1,000 in the new trading account. I will have $5,000 to start with, so once I cross $6,000, that will be a completed stepping stone. So I will start with real money on Tuesday. I'm really excited, oh my gosh, and a little nervous too. For my athletic goal, I weighed myself this morning and I was down 3.5 pounds to 192.6. I feel like last time I weighed myself last Sunday, I had just carb loaded the previous evening. So I was a little heavier, than normal. And I think, you know, that was just a random spike in weight. I also completed my physical therapy Tuesday and Thursday. So athletic goal is going well. So the plan for the week. Today after the episode, Adrian and I are going to relax for the day, prep some food for the week, and I'm going to do my physical therapy routine. We're taking the day off of EverQuest raids just so we can have an evening for ourselves. Monday, I'm going to have a great day at work. I'm going to shoot for 9.5 hours each day instead of 10, just because I have been failing each day. Anyways, I'm also going to eat healthy. Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to engage in the market and then eat healthy and do the physical therapy routine. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to have great days at work, shoot for 9.5 hours each day, and eat healthy. So, the weekly thoughts. Nothing to say really this week that I haven't been saying for the past few weeks. I'm simply ready to start trading with real money because that will be the real test. I can obviously make money in simulation all day, every week, week after week. But trading with real money is different. The mind game is different, there are no takebacks, and I actually have to wait for day trades to reset if I get out early. Those are the main differences. I can't wait to have 25,000, so I don't have to worry about the day trade rule anymore. But yeah, this is it. Once again, and hopefully for the last time, though I'm really confident and I can't see any other mental obstacles, I'm making another attempt at profitability and real financial progress. Alrighty y'all, that's it for this episode. Man, I love this journey. There's something fulfilling about being knocked to the ground and proving to yourself that you have the strength to get back up and face the obstacle down again. Battling and beating one after the other, and looking back to see how far you've come. Every little victory increases our strength and our momentum, preparing us and bringing us one step at a time, one day at a time, towards our Goliath.